This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Let's look at the upcoming month, the month of July, and try to anticipate what we can expect both in the smallmouth fishing and in the trout fishing. Our rivers are getting surprisingly low for this time of the year. The bass are still feeding. In fact, the bass fishing is still very good. But with the lower stream levels, the bass are very, very wary. So what I usually do for my own personal fishing is wade upstream. And since I like to use surface bugs as much as possible, I switch over to the deer hair bugs because I can throw those further than I can a hard popper. So basically what I do is get about 40 feet off the bank, wade upstream, use these deer hair bugs and cast upstream in tight to the shaded banks, and just work my way up the river in that condition. Now, early in the morning and late in the evening obviously is going to be the best time. In fact, this past week, I caught the largest bass I've caught probably in the last 5 years on a deer hair mouse. I was wading up the stream, shoving it right back in tight to the bank under the shade, and he nailed it right away. So we have plenty of bass in the river, but you've got to play the game the way they've got it. If you want to make the longest cast, go to streamline deer hair bugs. The Tapley bugs, number of these deer hair bugs, I have my tires tie here. Those are ideal. But I'd taper down to 2X, use a 9-foot 2X bright butt leader, and just work the way up, hitting those banks as you go up through there. And now, obviously, it's a little bit of the trout game because we want to wade just as cautiously as you can. Where I caught that big bass last week, it was fairly flat water, and I had to move very slowly to keep from scaring him. So take advantage of what you have. Fish upstream, make long casts, pound the shady banks, think about morning and evening, and I think you can still get some real good smallmouth fishing on both the North and South Fork of the Shenandoah River. The Shenandoah National Park has issued some recommendations that all of the streams in the park are closed for trout fishing at this time because of the low water and the warm water. The information I'm about to discuss would be applicable in other streams throughout the state and actually throughout the East Coast. Okay, let's flip over to the trout. The trout streams obviously are dropping just like the bass rivers because we aren't getting the rains we normally get. Now, there's a game that I play at this time of the year that I really do enjoy it. And this is in the mountain streams throughout the entire Blue Ridge drainage and even on up into the Catskills and Adirondacks. I work my way up the stream just as cautiously as I can. I stop below the lip in each pool. Look carefully over that pool to see if I can spot a trout out there. Now, seldom do I look out in the pool, even using polarized glasses, and seldom do I see the whole trout lying out there. What I'm really looking for are what I refer to as subtle features. Now, these are something that will attract my attention, zap, to a particular part of the pool, and closer investigation will reveal the trout, and then I know where to put my fly. So what I really look for, the most prominent feature to see is the movement of a trout. Now, this could be him moving on the feeding station. It could be him turning subtly to intercept a nymph. But it would be some feature that you say, gee, I think I spotted a trout over there. Then you watch real carefully, and sure enough, there he is. You drop your dry fly up above him on a nice dead drift, and in many cases, you're going to get them. Now, another feature that'll let me know where these trout are is the shadow. It's almost always easier to see a trout shadow on sunny days than it is to actually see the trout, because his body, his shadow will show up very vividly, and then you know where he is and away you go. But the shadow is really a good feature that gives away their location. And another feature is the shape of a body. For instance, a bullet-shaped rainbow trout lying over a sandy bottom is very, very easy to see, because he just basically he looks like he's out of place. So the shape of the trout is easy to detect. Now, the color of a trout, for instance, the ivory edges of the brook trout's body are a real giveaway when that brook trout is lying over a dark stream bottom. So what I do, and once I see those bright ivory edges, I know where that fella is. I'll drop my fly up above it and drift it to it. Since most of our hatches are over now, I'm relying very strongly on ants and beetles, that type thing. Mr. Rapidan ant in about a size 16 is awfully hard to beat. I do taper down to 7X, and I just use the most cautious approach I can. But this is a game that I enjoy playing, and it's in effect right now, because you can spot a trout in almost every pool if you're careful and don't spook them getting in close enough to see them. So use a very cautious approach, sneak in on them, drop a beetle or an amp about 2 feet above them, and you got your fish. If you have any questions on any of these, I'll show you the places I'm fishing, the techniques I'm using, but I'll be glad to help you on any of this. Just ring me here at the Fly Shop at Edinburgh at 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.